Okay, I can recall being a student and having a rigorous course load and realizing that, I'm studying, I'm working part-time, I'm trying to make decent grades to keep scholarship and to matriculate through curriculum and all these things. And sometimes I felt like I needed a break just so I could be me. Okay. When you see or read or hear about students who are battling depression, anxiety, even as extreme as suicide, because college life and life on their own has become so much. It makes you question, who are you outside of the school? Who are you outside of the campus? Who are you just as you? Okay. I was always skinny framed, never really a large build, but I always liked working out. I worked out in high school, in the weight room, just trying to stay in shape because I was a track runner. But even into college, my friends and I would say, well, hey, let's meet up. Let's go grab something to eat. Let's meet up. Let's go to the weight room. Let's go to the gym. Let's, and I wasn't the best athlete and I wasn't a baller like that. But there were times I would try to play basketball here and there. Or just enjoy something that had nothing to do with my academic life. Because I felt like it was my academic life that was creating the stress. It was my academic life that was messing up my appetite. It was my academic life that was affecting how much I could work and not work, how much I could study or not study, the stress of trying to make a B or an A in a class. So I needed outlets, okay? And so when I think about incoming students or students that are already on a campus, when you're not in the classroom, when you're not studying, who are you? If you're a person that likes to draw, are you still drawing? If you're a person who likes art, are you engaging yourself in art now? If you are a person who likes to jog or ride a bicycle or go for walks, do you make the time to do that now? Because as an adult and as an adult learner, if your life outside of the classroom is stressful, your life inside the classroom will be stressful. It's those that are worried about their money issues that now they can't concentrate on the schoolwork. It's those that are fine with money, but there's a problem at home or a problem in their living situation that is affecting how they can concentrate in class. So everything is interconnected. So, what are you doing to fight the balance on your social side or your personal growth side? It's not saying you have to attend everything and be involved in everything, because that's a topic for another discussion. You just can't do it all. But what are you doing for you in the course of a 5 to 7 day week? What day is your day? I can recall. And I was in my junior, well, beginning of my senior year. I had to drive out of town for clinicals. I went an hour away for clinicals Monday through Friday. But I also had a job at the hospital as a student tech in the field of radiography. I was a student X-ray tech. And that was Tuesday and Thursdays from 4 to 9 p.m. And every other weekend. Then I remember on Monday and Wednesday, I had classes that I was trying to finish up on campus. So I was busy every day. Get up early, come home late. Get up early, come home really late, just to do it all over again. And so it got to a point where I was exhausted. Fridays were the only day I did nothing. If I was working on the weekend, I knew I had to be Saturday and Sunday. If I was working during the week, it was Monday and excuse me, Tuesday and Thursday. If I had classes Monday and Wednesday. And so to balance the school and work life and to try to just rest, I told everybody, Friday, I am off limits. until clinical season ends, because that was a day I just needed for me. I caught up on sleep a little bit. I was able to rest my body, watch a movie. There were times where I would feel like going to see friends of mine, or, you know, we would hang out or do something. And then there were times where I just felt like being at home by myself, laying on the floor, not doing anything. You know, it was just what it was. My parents, you know, I lived at home during college. And so my parents would wonder, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I need a day to not do anything. And so when I tap into that side, it allowed me to perform better at work or perform better at school, because there was a moment of I had to rest from exhaustion. And it's hard to do that even post-graduation sometimes, because you get caught up in how do I work enough to pay the bills that I need to pay, save the money I need to save. But you have to take a day, or even if it's just a half a day, a half an hour, something that says for this period of time, I'm focusing on me. If that means I like cooking, I'm going to cook something. If that means I like movies, I'm going to watch something. If that means I just want to listen to the music and put on some earbuds or headphones and just zone out, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not saying do anything illegal or doing anything that's going to get you in trouble. I'm just saying, what are you doing to balance your mental and emotional state with the academic state that you're in? Because if your mind is academics, it's usually something on the back burner that's plaguing you, that's aching you a little bit, that says, I need to fix this mentally. I need to be more in tune with myself emotionally so that I can give my all to my schoolwork and to my work life and be productive with it. Okay, there's no point of mixing the stress, mixing the anxiety, mixing the depression, mixing the thoughts of I'm not worthy, mixing the thoughts of I'm not good enough. What's battling your self-esteem? What's battling your self-perception? Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-perception is how you see yourself. And together, they help make up your self-worth. Why are you feeling low about yourself so that you can't perform well? Is it the class that's intimidating? Is it something else? But you got to find some type of balance that allows you to be great at what you do. And a lot of times we can bury our heads in books and notes and quizzes and tests and lose sight of who we are. Who am I as a person? I'm a person who likes sports. I'm a person who likes chocolate. Like, you give me a brownie and it's on. You see what I'm saying? I'm a person who likes to laugh and joke, play spades, go bowling. Sometimes you need that outlet. Now, on the flip side of that, your outlets can't outweigh your responsibilities. That's pretty much the obvious given. If I'm spending too much time with my friends and too much time engaged in activities, I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. My friends understood, and I understood them. If you don't see me for a while, it's for a good reason. They understood, especially once I started entering my major and doing major classes. Oh, if he has to go to clinicals, he's off the grid. He's under the radar for 7 weeks. They knew when it was clinical season ending, because I would say, hey, what we doing this weekend? Oh, you coming up for air? Yeah, I'm coming up for air. Because, man, I was buried. You know what I'm saying? Your friends, if they're your true friends, they respect your time with them and they respect your time away from them. But they understand that they make up part of your balance and you make up part of theirs. Everybody has their own plate. And so you respect the plates that each other has, and at the same time, respect the time that you have with each other. There's always, man, we got to do this more often. Oh, man, we don't do this as much as we used to. In the relationships that you build, whether it's friendship, something platonic, something romantic, those relationships follow you in your post-academic life, if they're strong enough and if they last that long. And those people will still understand, well, hey, we can't get together every weekend, but when we do, we make it meaningful because we're each other's balance. We call, we check up on each other. We see how each other's families are doing, things like that. And it started because we were like that as students. Are we going to the gym today? Yeah, I might can't work out for a full hour, but I'm going to give it a good 30 minutes. Okay, cool. And you taking all of that stress and you putting it and you taking that force and taking it out on the weights. How's classes? Man, I had a hard test today as I'm doing more and more reps. Oh man, I got to study for another one next week as I'm doing more and more reps. But you feel like you're getting it off. Sometimes you just need to vent. Sometimes that's really what it amounts to. You just need to vent to somebody about something that's plaguing you just to give your life balance. Don't forget who you are and who you were before the major began, before the classes added up, before the time that you used to have for yourself became the time that you have for your classes. And now you're feeling overwhelmed. Everybody goes through it, but there's a way to fix it. One way to fix it is to get yourself a planner. Now, I know we live in a technological age and everything is done by smartphone. And if that's how you operate, then fine. But you need something that's either separated and color coordinated to let you know what hours of the day are yours, what hours of the day are not yours, what days of the week are your busiest, what days of the week are your most free. All right. You need that type of organization, and the more you groom yourself along a planning aspect, then you will know sometimes without even looking in the planner, no, I'm unavailable Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday around this time. I will be available on Friday around this time, and I can give you Saturday and Sunday, something like that. Whatever you're planning, but don't feel like you have to plan something in the time that you have just because you're seeing blank spots in your planner. No, that might be time you need to think and reflect and just chill. That might be time where, hey, I might need to work on this project that's due 2 and 3 weeks away because I know 2 and 3 weeks ahead from now, I'm not going to have time to do it. Okay? There is a way to find your mental balance, your emotional balance against your academic classes and your finances. Don't overspend yourself for free time. But if you have an extra $5 or $10 and it's not costing you to use that for your leisure, then that might be a safe $5 to $10 investment in something, your mental state. Sometimes these students are at colleges where they feel alone, where they feel themselves. Mom and dad can't reach them. Family is so far away. And they feel like, well, if I don't make networking connections or friendships here, I'm going to be by myself. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not. Sometimes you just need somebody who will listen to your problems, even if they can't solve them. Sometimes you need somebody who's going to put you in check and say, well, no, you are the problem and this is what you need to do. Sometimes you just need somebody that says, listen, I'm going through the same thing, so let's fight it together. Something. It's like that. College has those situations like that. It contains those moments, but it's about how you handle those moments that make you successful. Everything is not in a book. Everything is not in that classroom. When you step out that classroom and your day is over, what do you do for you? How do you manage you against the load of everything else that you have? You got to be strategic. You got to plan ahead. And sometimes you have to be selfish. That's just being real. Sometimes you have to be selfish enough to tell people, no, not today. And that's hard, especially if it's people you really care about. It's hard to say, well, I can't do that for you because I have to do for me. And you can't let people make you feel guilty of it. I used to feel that way, like, oh, man, if I don't go see them today, I don't know. If I don't try to fix this today, I don't know. Oh, man, I'm going to feel bad. And after a while, it's like, well, wait a minute. If I really was sick or if I really was hurt and I couldn't do it, they would find somebody else anyway. So I can't get to you right now, especially when it comes to friendships and relationships. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, granted, you want to spend time with them all the time, but sometimes you need a break from them too, just for your own mental sake. You know, no love loss, no problems. Just some days you just need, hey, I need a moment. Had a rough day, had a rough week. I'll catch you a little bit later, or can I catch you tomorrow? Something like that. And if they are a real one, they will understand that, hey, I'm glad you said that because I need to study today. My plate's full too. I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Things like that. All right? It's just life. And again, at the end of it all, if it's so much stress and you feel like your self-esteem is in such questioning and you don't know which way is up, talk to somebody. There are counselors. There are church pastors, you know, youth counselors, mother and father of your close friends. If you feel like you can't really talk to your parents, find somebody that you know you can trust, but that will be honest, transparent, and tell you the truth about everything. And talk to them. Sometimes you just need to get it off your chest. But don't walk through school, especially in your first year, thinking this is so much and I won't be able to make it. Yes, you will. If you plan now, if you strategize now, if you think about yourself now, if you balance yourself now, you can make it through the next 4 to 5 years if you start now and figure out what way to go now and how you can handle your stress now and how you can handle your anxiety now. Start now. I hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.